Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And as I look at the rain gauge, Mike, looks like just a couple of ticks over an inch fell on Friends Plaza in the last 24 hours.
Well, Dave, actually, we had a little bit less than that in the last 24 hours. If you extended maybe 26 hours.
Ah.
Yeah, that's where we had the a decent shower go through. Actually, you'd probably call it an indecent shower, as we are still longing for some dry weather across the area. The total precipitation, according to the Illinois State Water Survey, for Champaign-Urbana, 6.97 inches.
Wow.
You know, just soggy conditions all over, 6.94 inches. And looking at the current situation as far as moisture, it's really not all that bad in southern Illinois. In fact, you get into the boot heel of Missouri and things are not too bad right now, but over the next week, that will be the focus. Southern Illinois, the boot heel of Missouri, through the Ohio River Valley, between the Ohio and Tennessee River Valleys, stretching all the way to the mid-Atlantic states over the next 5 to 7 days. That will be the area most likely to pick up more than their fair share of rain. So that could be a problem. It does look like field work may start to advance a little bit more in the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt, as conditions aren't too bad right now. And it looks like, though they will see some rain, it doesn't look like any major downpours or any long-lasting rain for that area. So the northern Corn Belt's looking pretty decent. And the latest computer model run from the Global Forecast System actually has decreased the precipitation expectations for central Illinois into central Indiana and northern areas of the two-state area over the next week to 10 days. Again, I'd proceed with caution on that. It's one run after several continued to show hefty amounts of rain across the area. So a drastic drop-off in one run compared to the last several doesn't give me a lot of confidence that it has a good handle on things, but maybe if the next couple runs indicate that high pressure building into the upper Midwest will dry us out, we will start to see a few more happy faces across the area. But until we do get a week long or more than a week of dry and sunny weather across the area, there will be some concern about the conditions for getting into the fields across the corn-soybean belt. Now, the Delta and the Southeast, they too have their problems. The situation has developed where that the frontal system settling into the Ohio River, Tennessee River valleys, that will keep a focus of more rain across portions of the southeastern states into the early portion, into the middle of next week. And after that, it looks like there will be a procession of storms that will push through the Delta and the southeastern states for the next week, possibly into the middle of the month of May. And the resulting rainfall, while light, will keep field work at delays at times. They'll have to work around the precipitation in the northern delta where they do need some drying for necessary field work to get going. Areas in the lower delta into southern Georgia and northern Florida will be the driest over the next couple weeks, and they should see enough rain to support field work. The early crop development, it'll support the early crop development, but they too need some drying across that area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola. Have a great weekend.